the song's called Impi Impilo on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We're joined by the good doc. We speak about the flu shots and the importance of us taking those. Doc, welcome to Rise FM.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
A very interesting conversation we're having today, because I think a lot of people have a lot of different opinions when it comes to, vaccines, flu shots, especially after COVID-19. Now, why is it so important for people to get the flu shot during winter?
The importance of having the flu vaccines is that we are trying to reduce the number of getting the influenza or flu. So it's a preventative method of that a person should not get the aggressive manifestation of the flu. So this is when you are having this vaccine when you still have not manifested the infection in a way that a person is getting the vaccine before they start coughing, before they have the headaches and the fever. The best time is that you prevent that from happening. Yes, we come from an era of post-COVID where we saw a lot of side effects from different vaccines. But the importance of a vaccine is that it comes in each and every season in a year. There are different strains. Viruses are not the same. Yes, COVID belongs to a certain family of viruses, but there are so many viruses that can cause flu. So there are people who need to get vaccines, especially these are people who their immune system is very weak. In any slight change of either a virus in the air, that any infection they get, those are people who are immunocompromised. We're talking about people who are living with diabetes, people who are living with HIV and AIDS at an advanced stage, people who are also had chemo or have cancer and already receiving chemo, people who no longer have a spleen. There's an organ in your body called the spleen. If you had a splenectomy, removal of that organ, because it helps in fighting against influenza. So if you don't have that organ that helps fighting with such viruses, you are easily prone to get those viruses, and they become so harsh to you. You find yourself having a flu that even leads you to hospitalization. So when you get those flu shots, those vaccines, they minimize the risk of people being having flu that will viruses that will lead them to be hospitalized. You're trying to minimize it. There's even others, young kids. Those people, baby, young kids are immunocompromised. You know yourself that in and out, you're a person who's prone to allergies, your immune system is weak. You need to get those flu vaccines. Yes, there are theories about that. There are side effects, but once you have those side effects, it is also important to go to your nearest hospital or a healthcare service and treat those side effects.
Let's touch on the side effects part of it. I mean, there's nothing that doesn't really have any side effects, right? So after getting the jab, what should people expect and how long would the side effects last?
In the first 24 hours, the first, obviously, the vaccine is given by you are injected, I would say, IMI. Obviously, in the vaccine side, it might be hot and painful, and it might be reddish in color, that site that you got a shot in. Then you might feel a bit feverish, you might feel having those symptoms of, remember, a certain strain that looks like the virus is being introduced in your body. So something foreign comes to your body, you might react to it feverish, sometimes lightheadedness, but that shouldn't last more than a day. If it's lasting more than 3 days, those symptoms, then now that you have to be concerned, what are the things that you would look for? Now you just got a vaccine, now you're having the flu, full-blown flu that is not stopping. Now your muscles are weak, and symptoms such as what we call a syndrome called, some can have Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome means that you start having weakness, your legs are numb, from your legs going up, you are unable to walk, you have problems with your immune system. Other people with bleeding disorders without even knowing, they can even start bleeding just after that aspect, but if you didn't know, but then that is why if someone has a problem such as known as hemophilia, before getting a vaccine, you need to speak to a physician or a doctor to know that is it fine for you to get such vaccines. And then some of them, the normal ones, having body aches, headaches that is not stopping. This is when you really need to go to the doctors and ask, is this because of the side effects of the vaccine. And if you have an allergic reaction, we call it a hypersensitivity reaction, we can give you some steroids, we can give you something to make sure that the hypersensitivity is reversed and then you get back to normal.
Well, Doc, I wonder if this is a contract, I would say, that we need to renew every single year. Once you start taking the flu shot, does it mean this is something that should happen every year? And how long would it last in one's body?
As you said, each and every single season or each and every year, there's different strains of those viruses and influenza. So it's important that towards flu season, if you are an immunocompromised person, you need to get this influenza. It's not a mask, but I mean, if you don't have a spleen, that's sort of like a mask. If you're a person that knows that you are having chemo, you have to get these vaccines, because if you don't, again, it's just a problem that you will infect, you'll get the different strain of a flu, and you'll infect others. So it will be a population that keeps on hovering, having a lot of infections and viruses. So this is a way, this is preventative medicine to prevent our community from having different strains of viruses or flus, because now if everyone is sick, productivity is not there. So we're trying to minimize that. If everyone is sick, we don't have a lot of hospitals to take care of every person. So this is a way to ensure that people are healthy. Exercising, for people who are exercising, it's good. Strengthen your immune system, eating the right food, doing the right things for your body. Those are things that can help you not to get such of those strains or flu. If you are a person who is afraid of getting influenza, it's best to take care of your body. Cover yourself with a mask. The mask era is not just only during COVID. Even those influenza, cover yourself and protect. When you cough the right way, cover your mouth when you cough. When you sneeze, cover yourself when you sneeze. And those are the precautions that people can, because some people do not want to use this influenza. So those are the other ways to prevent yourself.
Doctor, we've started here for today. We've run out of time. But thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.